Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd.
Yep, that's us. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's a nice morning out there. And you know what? I actually have, since, you know, we try to break away from the serious talk and, you know, balance out talking about the real issues that are going on around us and that I think we all have a responsibility to participate in the betterment of. But we also like to have some fun and joke around. And I think I always have the most fun when I can take the two of you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Put each
All
other
right, let me get settled here. Let me stretch
it
out.
I got to stretch out a little bit.
By the way,
stretching it out.
First of all, a lot of people have been, even before the tension over race, as if that's a new thing. But obviously the coronavirus stress and the stay home order stress and all this other stuff, there are groups of people that you learn about and you go, God, I hadn't even thought of that. And I certainly hadn't thought of this, that, people who have sneeze fetishes are getting very conflicted over,
you mean like who sneeze a lot? What's a sneeze
That's
fetish?
That's disgusting.
Like it's a sexual
people-
thing.
That is disgusting.
Wait, that exists?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently.
Come on.
See what I mean? There's stuff out there that you don't know about until you go dig. You
Here's
know?
What's going to happen. Someone like me,
wait,
who's
like,
crazy.
How and why were you digging about sneeze fetish?
I don't know.
That's
what I want to know.
Question.
We need some context.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't on some website or something. I just read about it.
Okay.
As like, don't forget the sneeze fetishist. And I was like, well, I got to read that article.
What?
Yeah.
And then there's the people that sneeze like multiple times, like, ka-choo, ka-choo, ka-choo.
Yeah, right?
Ka-choo,
that's
ka-choo.
My dad. Oh, my God.
Oh, you know who I can't?
Bless you.
Yeah. And then I'm like, enough already.
I'm usually two to three.
You are a multiple sneezer.
Two. I'm usually two
I'm a
to
two.
Three. Yeah.
I'm a loud one sneezer.
That's like Rachel with burping. It is insane.
Oh, really?
Rachel.
Oh my God.
Todd, your wife doesn't want you putting that out on the radio.
Me too, Rachel. You got to have a good push.
Then she needs to muzzle it. Then that's not my fault.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's loud.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh, she's calling now.
Oh.
No, she better not be.
Hello, Rachel.
Oh, that's good. Good job. Oh, my God.
That's getting closer.
That will not smell good.
I thought that was you, Blake. I looked at you like, how dare.
Well, shout out to the sneeze fetishists. I know
no.
this is a difficult time for you two. Okay, and we're thinking about you.
Oh, boy.
More so because we're kind of fascinated and frightened by you, but... Okay, Todd versus Kelly. This is a survey about least...
I just can't get over the... Hang on. There's a...
What?
There are people out there that get turned on by sneezes.
Yes!
Right.
Like,
I
this
know.
Is their season then, right? Like, the spring,
allergy
the allergies?
Season? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Like, they must be like...
They see pollen and they're like, oh, yeah.
Like,
oh.
Right.
I mean, I must be super attractive to them right now. Like,
right.
Those are my people. Like, come on in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
like, over-the-counter
man.
Zyrtec, like, that's their kryptonite.
Right.
You know, like, if they see that,
right.
they want to just, like, blow it up.
Right.
Yeah. Put that Flonase down.
Like, you've heard, there's a term about when you have a little too much to drink and things don't function down there for men called whiskey
yes.
D, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, for the sneeze fetishists, it's, they've got... flaccid Flonase-ness.
Oh.
They're Flonase flaccid.
Flonase flaccid.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. I went out to my car and it was covered with pollen. It's going to be a good day.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. God bless you.
You got quite a sneeze.
Okay. Todd versus Kelly.
Wow.
Okay.
Survey says, this is the number one least shareable thing in life. I don't know why they did this survey, but they said if you
it's
of all the things
question.
You can't share, this is the number one most unshareable thing. Still at that. We got to go faster. Todd's got to go on TV in like 2 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
Todd, you go first.
Okay. How about toothbrush?
Toothbrush.
Oh, gross.
Is number two.
Gum.
Oh.
What'd you say?
Gum.
Gum.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
That's disgusting.
Least
it should be.
Least shareable things in life. This is number one.
That's really good.
Todd.
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief, old man.
Or handkerchief. Chiffer chief.
Right. Ketchup.
Oh, that's hogwash!
Oh, least shareable. ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone, no.
Contraceptive.
What?
Wait, what?
Ew, are you kidding me? Would you take it off and give it to someone?
I lend out to...
It's got to be the least shareable.
What?
Like, I'm trying to guess this quickly.
Yeah. No, yeah, I had an old friend. She used to, so a group of friends, they only had one diaphragm. They just pass it between
them. Todd, frugal Todd, saving everything. Washing it out.
Oh, that's so nasty.
I gotta run these through the wash.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw up in my mouth.
Or if you're a sneeze fetishist, then you go, oh, you want to use my tissue? Eva, I want to weigh in.
I'm all about the coupon on the condoms.
Okay, thank you. No, it's not contraceptives. Least shareable things. What would you never borrow from someone else?
I mean, toothbrushes are a really good guess.
I know, right? Like, what else could it be?
Underwear.
Underwear.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty high.
Number one!
Yay!
Woo! Thank God it wasn't contraceptives. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's so... All right, well, you know what? Hey, Kelly, do you have any extra spermicide? I'm all out.
I gotta go.
Todd's gonna get this now. Todd's gonna go over on TV now, right? He's gotta flip the little switch to go on TV to talk about the forecast. He just went from a conversation about sneeze fetishes and borrowing someone's diaphragm to... Well, there's a chance of seeing a couple showers later on.
He does it so well.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, okay. I do have his forecast written down, luckily. And it looks like sunny to start, some clouds later on. Temps in the mid-60s today. A couple showers pass through tonight. And those showers could be scattered around tomorrow. And then some nice weather towards the end of the week here. Thursday in the 70s and Friday near 80 degrees in most spots. So that's good stuff.